So we've been talking about some successful programs, some helpful programs, some bright spots from the last year. It, of course, was not all rainbows and sunshine, especially as Tim said, think back to June if we can go back that far. Some of these rollouts, especially from the federal level programs, were pretty rocky. Not to dwell on that aspect of things. And of course, this was such a huge lift to launch, a model like this, a framework like this, even websites that could handle this amount of traffic. And not to couch this in terms of beating up on any particular program, I don't want to be totally negative about this, but as far as what didn't work in the vein of maybe what we can do better going forward, seems like facilitating some of these, especially initial programs, was definitely a challenge. Tim, do you think that, the rollout organizations learned some things that maybe are going to go better here in the future? Let's hope.
Well, to be quite blunt, I don't think it could go much worse on
Well,
some of them.
I didn't want to say that.
Believe me, I was sitting in a chair that could say it. First of all, let's remember, you're talking about a, 8,000-page document coming out of the federal government, and nobody had the time to read the whole thing.
Yeah, and happening so much faster than anything usually happens in D.C., so.
And that you have to, there were a lot of little things that slipped through the cracks. It was that simple. And then when it got to the state level, just for example, when the governor's office was putting together the information and breaking down who was going to get what and, the parameters, heck, he's got two guys that are on his executive team with Ben Stevens and John Mueller that are both commercial fishing folks. And no one thought to say, hey, by the way, you're saying that you have to have a business license in order to qualify for this. Commercial fishermen don't have a business
Yeah,
license.
Here's
They
a
have a
huge sector of our economy that now is not applicable to
Yeah,
any of this.
so even if you have the right people in the room, there's so much going on that certain things are going to slip through the cracks. And I think what has happened is not only has, everybody learned from that, I believe the Commissioner of Commerce is very much in tune with folks like KPED and, the reach that we have and what we can do and how we can get things out. And I think that, we've always been fortunate. We've had a great relationship with our congressional delegation, and that's always worked out well. But I think what's happened for KPED is people that didn't know we existed now know that we exist, and they're, coming to us for different questions and concerns. And I think we are in the process. In fact, Brittany and I talked about this the other day, and Shannon and I have visited about this. We're trying to figure out, you mentioned earlier about the Swan Lake fire. We are going to have another disaster. It's that plain and simple. It's just when. So we have to start looking at, and we're fortunate, we just got a federal grant to be able to help write a financial resiliency plan for the Kenai Peninsula on all the things that we've learned that people, businesses need to do differently as we move forward. And as we're coming up with all those, we're going to go back to our chambers and partner with them to help with having some of these classes. Like, for example, we talked earlier about people using money, to get started for next year. One of the problems that we found out in the hospitality industry was, and the tourism industry, was folks had used their deposits for either startup or something. And then when February came and John and Mary from down in, California called and said, "Hey, I want my refund. I want my deposit back." They didn't have the deposit to give them back. So we want to try and work through all those kinds of things for our small businesses. But there's a variety of those things that we've learned.
Right. And hopefully 2020, whatever silver lining we might be able to eke out of this year is being better prepared in the future, because we unfortunately do not live in a universe where we only get one challenge at a time. When it rains, it pours, unfortunately. Shannon and Brittany, maybe we can use you guys in the chambers as sort of a test case. The chambers, even though you are nonprofit organizations, of course, have to run as a business as well. You have budgets, you have staff, you have costs. How have the chambers done through all of this? You know, your big fundraisers had to be canceled or done differently, and membership renewals, I'm sure, were kind of challenging. How are you guys doing? And maybe what lessons have you learned from this experience to make your organizations more, as Tim says, resilient going forward? Shannon, let's start with you.
Oh, gosh. This was a challenge, wasn't it? And as you said, and as Tim has noted, nonprofits are really, that is only a tax term. We have to operate like a business or we will not be able to stay functioning. And I will say that, you know, I started this year with a lot of optimism for the chamber. We had all kinds of phenomenal events on the books and we were going to do all this fundraising. And then COVID hit. And at first I thought, oh, well, this is going to be like a month of struggle for us, as many people probably thought. And then as the year went on, I realized we were in serious trouble, and I had to take a really hard look at our expenses and what I thought we were going to be able to do to survive. So we had to start slashing, and we slashed as much as we possibly could, as I know a lot of our businesses did. We had to cut back on payroll. We had to cut back on printing. We cut back on everything that we could possibly cut back on. But there's some things that you just can't make up. One of those things is the Soldotna Chamber actually runs a pull tab store. It's called River City Pull Tabs, that provides a substantial amount of the funding for the programs that we do for the community. That was one of the storefronts that had to be shut down completely. So we no longer had any revenue coming in from that storefront. So not only did we not have that revenue, but I also had employees who were laid off. So we've really felt the impacts of this, much like many of the businesses in our community did. So learning to buckle down, pivot. Who wants to hear that word ever after the end of this year?
Let's pivot away from 2020 would be my recommendation for that word.
Let's run quickly the other direction.
But that is what we had to do. We had to find different ways to still engage with the community, including like scavenger hunts, socially distanced scavenger hunts, doing something for progress days that was safe and engaging for our community. So a shop local program that we were able to track the money spent for, which was about $68,000 for that program that just ran for 2 weeks in July. We redid our fundraiser, our fall fundraiser, which is the annual pie auction. And we did a large raffle, as I know Kenai Chamber did a raffle as well. Brittany and I bought tickets for each other's raffles, and I don't think anyone, but that's okay because we're supporting each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Online auctions. So we did our online pie auction. That it was certainly a learning curve, right? But we learned how to do it, and we're going to take those things moving forward. So there are some positives that have come out of this year in that now we have the knowledge base and technology base to do some things in conjunction with our in-person events that we didn't know how to do before. So I'm just super optimistic that we are going to come out of this stronger. And we actually, in the end this year, the Soldotna Chamber was actually up a little bit in our memberships and about even with our community partnerships. So our business community showed up for us in a big way this year, and we're going to continue to show up for them in a big way and support them moving forward.
Well, I'm super happy to hear that, Shannon, and I would be remiss if I let you off the microphone for Soldotna Chamber navel gazing if I didn't ask you two things. One, of course, being Frozen River Fest, and the other being Music in the Park. What do you think?
Okay, so I hate to have to share the news that Frozen River Fest will not be happening this year. I know that our numbers are getting better, but we actually start planning Frozen River Fest in October. So there's just no way that we could have done all of the planning and all of the legwork to put that event on without knowing if it would actually be able to happen. So right now there are restrictions in place for the city of Soldotna that prevent a gathering of that size in Soldotna Creek Park. It would have to go back to the Soldotna City Council to have those restrictions lifted. And at this time, that will isn't there to do that. But looking forward to music in the park, you know, we are so optimistic. Number one, our numbers this summer were really, really good compared to other places in the United States. And part of that was that so many people spend their time outdoors. We were able to have a safe Wednesday market all summer long. And with the vaccine rollout, fingers crossed, I can't make any promises, but we are moving forward with music in the park with the idea that we are going to have a full series. Now, the Levitt Foundation has been phenomenal in supporting us in this, and they've actually really liberalized some of their criteria for band selection. So we do have the opportunity this year to work more closely with Alaskan bands. So we're not going to be under such tight restrictions to only use bands that have their original music. And also, they really wanted a very diverse lineup before. And in Alaska, we have a lot of phenomenal bands that play similar types of music. So that kind of hamstrung us before. And with them loosening those criteria, we're going to be able to work with a lot more local bands who will have an easier time getting to Soldotna. So we're very optimistic.
Wonderful. Thank you for that update. All right, Brittany, how about you? How has the Kenai Chamber fared through this last year? And what lessons have you learned? Are you learning, since you're very much still in progress with the chamber gig, that will hopefully help the chamber be successful and recover in the future?
You know, I probably sound like such a positive person all the time, you know, and I think it's great, but you know, when you come into an organization, for us, we didn't have an executive director for about 4 months, and we had to lay off our employees for two. And when I came aboard, we had our full staff up and running, but you know, they were running overtime. They were trying to make up, you know, for us not having an executive director. We had an amazing board that came in and stepped in to fill that role, took on more than they normally would. And when I came in, we were already in the midst of everything going on. And so, like Shannon was saying, I came in with knowing very well that, you know, my goal was to cut costs, cut expenses, look at the bare minimum of what we needed in order to provide for our members what we promised we would provide. And just like every business kind of had to look at that in this year. And it kind of gave us an opportunity, the board and myself and my staff, to look at, okay, what are we providing and what are we missing? What are our gaps? What are the things as we come out of this pandemic? What are the things that our members are really going to need? And, you know, we sent out some surveys, kind of trying to understand with our members, you know, what are the things that you anticipate us helping you with as you come out of the dark here? And so as we come into the new year, that's what we're really going to focus on. You know, you kind of talked about chambers being, you know, the organization for these events, you know, these fundraisers, things like that. But, you know, for us, we're really taking a look at how do we still provide these basic fundraisers that provide us the funding to do what we do for our members, but also what more can we give? And so Tim was kind of talking about these educational opportunities, these continuing business education courses. We're taking a look at what are the things, the main things that these businesses are going to need as we move into the new year. And so that's a huge focus for us. And, you know, our finances with cutting costs, you know, we're able to come out, you know, we kept looking month by month when I started. It's like, wow, this looks so much better, because we were anticipating that we were going to come out in the red. And at the end of this year, we came out looking good. I mean, still bad, not what we wanted to see, just as everybody. But, you know, just like Shannon was saying, you know, you look at it and you say, wow, that's not as bad. That's not as bad. But really, it just takes you looking at what's necessary, what gets you through. And that's what we did at the Kenai Chamber, and in making sure that we were staying in touch with our members too. You know, our memberships, we stayed pretty even. We had members who were struggling with payment of their memberships, but what we decided was to work with our members through all of this, whether it was a monthly payment or just putting together some type of payment plan to get them through, because they still needed our help. And so we did everything in our power to sit with them and get them to where they needed to be so we can still provide the benefits of being a member. So,
well, I think any organization or business that can end 2020 and say not as bad as we thought it was going to be is a huge success for this year. So we've got about 10 minutes left before I need to let you all back about your regular duties, but maybe we can spend that time talking about just that, advice for businesses, for organizations through the rest of COVID, however long this might last, and to get us through whatever the next thing is going to be. Brittany, since we've still got you on mic, why don't you start with that? Tips or advice that you would give businesses for how to get through something like this in the future? Nope, did we lose Brittany? Well, Shannon, let's try you. How about advice for businesses going forward? What have you seen that has been successful, and maybe what would you recommend folks do to be more resilient for a situation like this going forward?
Okay, well, this is a little tongue-in-cheek, but my first piece of advice would be to call Tim Dillon at the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District. He really did a phenomenal job for all of our businesses this year, as well as the Soldotna Chamber. There were more times than one that I called Tim asking for help. So I really have to give him a huge shout out and kudos for all that he did. You know, the most successful businesses that we saw this year were ones that were able to think outside the box and look at ways that they would be able to continue to serve their customers in a different way. So, you know, there's some things that we just can't really plan for, right? Who anticipated what was going to happen this year? A great example, one that I saw, was Kenai River Brewing. They actually turned their store for a little while into like a small grocery store. So they were actually selling goods just through a window. I mean, how smart of them to be able to change their business model that much in order to survive. But also, you know, as I just stated, there's some things that we just don't anticipate. So I think that working together to build those resiliency plans, to do exactly what Tim mentioned, which is looking at things that went wrong this year and how we can make sure that we don't make those same mistakes, like spending all of our deposit money. For us, it's making sure, for the chamber, making sure that we're going into every year with a healthy reserve account for emergencies so that we can make it through. And then the continuing education component, I love what Brittany was talking about with bringing forward new educational opportunities for our businesses, because so many times we are working in our business that we don't work on our business. So taking that time for ourselves to really take advantage of the things that are being offered to help us become more resilient is more important than ever. And I hope that that's one of the things that our businesses can take out of this year.
All right, Tim, and we will hand it over to you. What advice would you have for businesses going forward? Because you've run the gamut of holding hands and grief counseling and like, oh, no, actually, yeah, you do need to have a business license to be applicable for this program. No, you do. Yeah, bookkeeping is important. So you've probably been in the thick of this more than most folks.
We have, but I can tell you that everything that Shannon said makes a lot of sense. And, you know, probably the biggest thing that we all forget is it's okay to ask questions. It's okay to say, hey, you know, I don't have a clue how to do this. You know, what makes some sense? So to be able to pick up the phone and ask questions to folks, you know, Cliff Cochran over at Small Business Development and myself, you know, we have spent a lot of time handholding, and we've actually compared notes with each other saying, you know, I never thought of looking at it this way or looking at it that way. It's important for us to do that and for us to continue to partner, you know, as I mentioned with Brittany and with Shannon, and we'll do the same thing in Homer and Seward and in other communities is, you know, let's continue the education piece and have it be as informal as we can. But you know, people need to know what they can or can't do with deposits. People need to know that even though, you know, if you're outside of the city limits, when you go to the borough and you set up your tax form and get your tax ID and things, you may think you've got everything done for you to move forward in your business. You may need a business license. You know, there are very few areas that you don't need a business license for, but checking in on some of those things. So realistically, using what resources are out there. You know, we actually, next week on January 6th, we have a two-hour program from 11 to 1. It's helping us with a new comprehensive economic development strategy. You just have to go to our website to get registered, kped.org, or give Caitlin a call at 283-3335. But we're trying to help do the planning for the entire peninsula for the next 5 years. And we've been working with a variety of folks already. So this will be another good opportunity for folks, but also changing as we move forward. You know, we're not doing our forum the way we used to do it, our Industry Outlook Forum. We've actually, with our staff, they've put together, we now have a YouTube channel that we're going to kick off.
Ooh, fancy. Yeah, look at you guys.
We're going to kick that off the end of January. And basically, they're going to be, you know, 20-minute TED Talks on different things going on the Kenai Peninsula when it comes to economic development. And I think it's really gonna help an awful lot. I've, you know, been chatting with some of our partners on it, and they love it. And the other thing that we're gonna kick off the end of January is our new workforce development website, which is gonna be huge. Because as I continue to tell people, if a job opens up on the Kenai Peninsula, I want somebody from the Kenai Peninsula not only to be trained, but also to be hired. So we've been working. We've got 30 different partners on that. And this may be the time when you look at, I don't want to use the word pivoting, but you look at a different career path. You know, you look at doing something different. So this would give you that opportunity to find out what education is needed, what funding opportunities are out there, and also being able to try and get you hired. So we want to keep our people here on the Kenai Peninsula happy and healthy, and this is one of those additional ways to do that.
All right. And that is Tim Dillon, Executive Director of the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District. January 6th is the next date for them, the Economic Future Forum. So go to their website, check that out. Shannon Davis, Executive Director of the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce. Anything on the horizon for you guys?
Our next event, if we can still call them events.
I know. Anytime we use the word event, it pretty much has to have air quotes cemented around it.
That's so funny. I just did air quotes when I said we are working on our annual awards. So that's something that we would normally hold in person in December. But this year with Shop Local program, we were all hands on deck to fulfill that. So leading into January, we'll be putting out nomination opportunities for people who have been outstanding in 2020. And it's probably going to be very, very difficult for us to make those selections because there were so many. But we will be doing a video this year to honor our not only community partners, but also those award winners. And we'll be putting that out digitally, of course. After that, our next event would be the St. Patrick's Day Parade, which is the first thing that we had to cancel last year. And I'm super, super hopeful that we'll be able to hold that this year.
Wonderful. It's nice to have things to look forward to. All right. We are at the top of the hour, so we're going to have to return to our regular programming. Thank you so much, Tim Dillon, Executive Director of KPED, Shannon Davis and Brittany Brown, the Executive Directors of the Soldotna and Kenai Chambers of Commerce. I'm Jenny Nyman. This has been the Kenai Conversation on listener-supported public radio for the Central Kenai Peninsula. KDLL 91.9 FM, Kenai Soldotna. Thanks for tuning in.